Frida Allweis was 8 years old when she and her mother fled their home in Poland to escape the Nazis.
And we traveled all the way to Uzbekistan to get away from Hitler. Traveled many thousands of miles to get away. And it was not easy, you know.
Along the way, Allweis contracted typhus. Now 87, she still vividly remembers the feeling of quarantining alone while she battled the infection. When she eventually came to the U.S., Allweis witnessed the ravages of another deadly disease.
I remember when my children were growing up, and polio was in full swing. And every summer, I would worry to death when the polio vaccine came out. I remember how thrilled you were at that time.
She was equally thrilled when it was her turn to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. But booking an online appointment turned out to be difficult and frustrating. That's where Cheryl Bronkesh comes in. She's the director of the Phoenix Holocaust Association, and she quickly realized that survivors like Allweis needed help.
Most of our survivors are in their 90s. We have a few in their 80s. I had a call from a survivor who said it was really tough to get an appointment. They finally got an appointment. It was at 3 a.m, and they were a little afraid of driving there.
Bronkesh reached out to State Representative Alma Hernandez for help, and it came one afternoon in an email from the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, Dr. Kara Crist.
And by the time I went to sleep that night, I had gotten a text from somebody on her staff saying they're all scheduled. Whoa!
Bronkesh immediately began arranging rides to a vaccination site in Glendale. Through her work with the PHA, Bronkesh elevates Holocaust awareness by arranging speaking engagements for survivors at community events and in schools. She says it's a powerful experience that's become increasingly rare as Holocaust survivors age. This work is also deeply personal for Bronkesh. Her parents met in a homeless shelter in Poland after years of surviving war and displacement.
My father was in the woods hiding for most of the war. My mother said she thought about it every day of her life because she lost, you know, family.
There are close to 80 Holocaust survivors living in Arizona, Bronkesh estimates. Most are in Phoenix and Tucson. Some are in Prescott and Lake Havasu City. But she wanted to make sure she wasn't leaving anyone out. So she made a call to Bjorn Krondorfer at Northern Arizona University.
Really, to reach out for this population is so important because the last thing you want is that people who survived the Holocaust succumb to the COVID-19 virus and might die from this. That would be just horrible.
Krondorfer is the director of the Martin Springer Institute, a think tank dedicated to studying the Holocaust. He sees Bronkesh's vaccination program as a sign of hope.
When you survive a system that wanted nothing but your death through the most cruel ways, any form of reaching out and empathy and support and caring is very much appreciated by this population.
Krondorfer says initiatives like this one are vital in advocating for survivors as they carry on the legacy and history of the Holocaust. There are fewer than 400,000 survivors in the world today. For KNAU, I'm Angela Gervasi.